From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. At the moment, if you're taking out a subsidized federal student loan, you're going to pay a 6.8% interest rate. That's double what it was before July 1st. And the U.S. Senate is looking at various ways to fix that. They're going to consider one of those plans tomorrow. It's a one-year fix that would set that rate back to 3.4%. But not only are there competing Senate plans, there are also competing plans from the House and the White House. NPR's Elsa Chang is looking at all the options and whether their differences would make a real difference in students' lives.
This fight has been all about what's best for college students. And to make that point, House Republicans gathered more than 100 of them to sweat and squint under the summer sun for a press conference on the Capitol steps. The guys were wrapped in wool suits and ties, most of them congressional interns plucked from offices just that afternoon, like Wes Hodgen, who kept thinking one thing while he waited 45 minutes for House leaders to arrive.
Not faint. I'm just going to try to stand out here, sweat all I can, and just not faint today.
Hodgen's going to be a junior at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, this fall. He has student loans, but not the subsidized kind. So the rate doubling on July 1st technically didn't affect him. Nevertheless, House Republicans had one central message. The Senate still hasn't passed a student loan plan. Here's Kathy McMorris Rogers, chair of the House Republican Conference.
They've been more involved in internal bickering rather than actually addressing the issue. And the students that are surrounded with us today, they're all suffering because of it.
Actually, not yet. Most student loans are issued in August and September, a couple weeks before classes begin. So as long as a deal goes through before then, the only students affected is the small group who borrowed money for summer school. And anything the Senate passes will likely retroactively apply to them anyway. The holdup now in the Senate is where exactly to set interest rates and whether there should be a cap on those rates. The House plan has a cap. The president's plan doesn't. Senate Democrats insist on a cap, so do student advocates like Rory O'Sullivan of Young Invincibles.
We don't believe that the federal government should be charging students higher interest rates to pay down the federal deficit. Yeah. In that case, you're essentially trading government debt for student debt.
Okay, but here's the catch with a cap. It's expensive. You have to factor in the added cost if market rates exceed that cap one day. And if you want to make sure the federal student loan plan is budget neutral, you'll have to set student loan rates a little higher. Chris Lindstrom of U.S. Public Interest Research Group says, think of a balloon filled with air.
So if you squeeze the balloon in one part to make it thinner, it expands and gets fatter in another part of the balloon. It's a zero-sum game. You're not putting any air into it.
And no lawmaker wants to be accused of setting rates too high. But every long-term proposal pegs rates to the 10-year Treasury note. So that means the rates under almost all of those plans is expected to exceed 6.8% before 10 years. 6.8% was what the rate for subsidized loans became after rates doubled on July 1st. As for what proposal offers the lowest interest rate, whether it's the House plan, the president's plan, or one of the Senate proposals, the differences come down to 1 or 2 percentage points at most. Jason Delisle of the New America Foundation says, sure, it makes sense to care about those percentage points when you're talking about home mortgage rates.
But a home mortgage is $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. So moving the interest rate a little bit lower makes a big difference in your monthly payments. That's not so on a $20,000 student loan.
Delisle says, in that case, you're talking about a difference of $10, maybe $20 a month. He says what people are really worried about is how unaffordable college is. But how much you actually have to borrow in the first place has a lot more to do with that problem than what your interest rate is. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.